Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Living by Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Jesus, hallelujah, became a man. Wow. And came down and bent down and stooped down and not only reached out to us, took our sin onto himself and into himself and bore the judgment for all that, and in so doing gave us righteousness and holiness and sanctification and wisdom and redemption and full salvation. And it is completely unearned, undeserved, free gift from God. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit to teach us and guide us and help us every day, free gift, free gift. Healing, free gift. Is that right? Yes. Prosperity, protection, free gift, free, free, free. None of us did or could do anything to be deserving of it, to earn it, for it to be owed to us. Free gift. Amen. Free gift. So by grace, we are saved. Both of those words are huge words. The word grace, it encompasses so much. And the word saved encompasses so much. When you said, I'm saved, you said a mouthful. Yes. Saved from what? I mean, the list is long. Yeah, you saved from hell, but there's a whole lot that goes with that. But keep reading. This salvation that is so abundant, that is so glorious, that is so free. Is it all up to God who enjoys this salvation, who gets this experience of salvation? Is it all up to Him? Or another way of saying that, is it all up to His grace? Another way of saying it, is it all up to what He has given? No, it's not. Timothy says this, God is the Savior of all men, especially them that believe. Why say that? Why say that? Because what He has given is available to all men. But it will only be experienced by those who believe. Is that right? So it's not all grace. It's available all by grace, but God does not receive it for us. Come on, can you see this? Which is the very next verse? Verse 8. For by grace are you saved, what? Through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Keep reading, verse 9. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Now let's just stop right here. It's popular among some circles nowadays to speak mockingly about works. Not of works. And anything that anybody would go to do to say, that's works. That's works. That's works. But that shows an ignorance of the word. Because there's more than one kind of works. There's the works of the law. And that's what he's talking about in that verse. But read the very next verse. Let's read them together. Read verse 9 and then 10. Verse 9 and 10. What did he say? Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto what? I thought it wasn't by works. It's not. But there's some works involved. People have just lumped all works together and implied that that's bad. Man, if it's works, that's bad. You need to get out of that. That's works. Works is what you're born again for. And you got to differentiate between endeavoring to be justified by the works of the law or the good works that you're created unto. We mentioned a minute ago about Phyllis and I having a busy schedule this month. And man, I'm working. We're flying around and I ain't done yet. I'm working. I'm not working to be saved. I'm not working that God would look at me and go, "You're a good hard worker, Keith. I'm going to count you righteous. I'm going to count you. You're going to be saved. You're going to make it through the pearly gates if you just keep working harder and don't let up." No, I'm not working to be saved. But once you are saved, there's a whole lot of things God has for you and I. Is that right? He's got a whole plan laid out before us, doesn't he? That we're supposed to find and follow and finish. That we are supposed to bear fruit along the way. And I mean, look at the example of Paul. Did the man work? Did he go through some stuff? Was he trying to get saved? Was he trying to be a good enough man? No, he wasn't. He told us, you're not saved through the works of the law. You're saved by grace through your faith. But now, what were you born again for? What were you created for? Works. Right? And those works involve taking your faith and the help of the Holy Spirit and the authority and power in the name of Jesus and every grace and ability God has added to you, and you go out into this world and you overcome every obstacle and you reach those goals and you take that land. Come on, are you listening to me? That's not working to be saved. That's working to accomplish His plan. Do you see that, friends? Go with me over to Timothy. Let's confirm this with more scripture. I got so much scripture I'm having to pick at you. Actually, Titus is where I want you to go to. Thank you, Lord. Titus 3. Somebody say, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Hallelujah. It's the power of God unto salvation. In Titus 3, verse 1. Titus written to us as believers. Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, and to be ready to every good work. That's all of these are unpopular messages today. He's talking about submission to people that are over you. And working. Both very unpopular messages today. Verse 4. After that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us. Hallelujah. By grace, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by His grace. Now, what's another way of saying by His grace? By His free gift. By what He so freely gave us. Is salvation a gift?
Yes.
The cleansing, the blood, the righteousness, eternal life. Gift, gift, gift. Free gift. By His gift, we should, being justified by His gift, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that you affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God do what? Do what? Might be careful to maintain good works. I thought it wasn't by works. No works. No works. I mean, that's a cry of some today. No works. If there's no works, there's no church.
That's right.
There's no fulfilling the Great Commission. Right? How many understand? Somebody did some work around here this week. Working on the grounds, vacuuming, cleaning, mopping, bathrooms. It's no wonder a lot of folks don't like works. The flesh don't like works. So that's a popular message to folks that don't like work. Very popular message. They just heard one clip. No works? Hey, I'm in. Sign me up for no works. It's work to do the work of the ministry. That's why it's called work. Right? Requires effort, doesn't it? You spend your time, you spend your effort, you spend your sweat. I mean, I stayed in a hotel pretty much all day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday this week, and you might think, well, man, that's a lazy bum. I had services every night in the meeting, and people, we had ministers there from different countries around the world, and they came there, set aside their time. It costs money and effort to get there, and they're looking for answers.
Yes, sir.
They're looking for direction. They're looking for revelation and for help. What'd you do? Shut up in there. I prayed and I sought God. And there were times I feel like I don't have it. I don't have it. So what do? I'm looking for it. I'm searching. I studied. I must have looked at 3,000 scriptures. Come on, are y'all with me? Work. Effort. Now, you don't have anything unless the Lord gives it to you. And when He gives it to you, it's a gift.
Yes, sir.
You shouldn't take credit for it. You didn't come up with it. You didn't figure it out.
That's right.
But I'm going to understand, if you don't look for it,
you're not going to find it.
And if you don't look in faith, and we had to be willing to get up, and if it was early, to pack, to do all the stuff, to travel, right? You got to be willing.
Yes, sir.
Work.
Yes.
Work.
Yes.
Work. I'm not working to get saved. I'm saved. If I don't do another sermon, I'm saved. Right? If I don't help anybody else again, I'm saved. My name's in the book. Right? This is not about works of keeping the law. I haven't been doing that for decades. And yet there's a lot of folks confused that anything you would do is somehow works. No, no. Not works of keeping the law. Works of righteousness.
Amen.
Work of the ministry. Yeah. Works of faith. Yeah. Works of power. Good works.
Yeah.
That you will be rewarded for.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That people will benefit from. Yeah. That will bear much fruit for the kingdom. And fruit that remains.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Living by Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me